say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
I can hear me now. I just have a couple of announcements. One in reference to our church annual. The 107th annual will be March the 28th. And we are asking that each member pay $1 for each year. That would equate to $107.
Yes.
We're asking that because there are times that we put a number that equates to the number of years we've been here. And if you can't do that, we're asking that you do what you can for the church annual. Certainly, we understand that we are living in unusual and difficult times.
Yes.
And so, you know, many have lost jobs and have been furloughed. And because of that, we know that there are things that you can and cannot do. So we're praying for you as well.
Amen.
But the church annual, the 107th church annual, Reverend Aaron Hingston, Jr.,
Third.
Will be our guest speaker. All right. As many of you know, I did a one call this week, and I shared with you that Governor Edwards has put us, we are now in phase three of the mandate for this coronavirus. And one of the things now we can do is have more members, and I shared that.
Amen.
We shared that because even as we go forward, there's still a lot of things that are happening. But if we continue to get vaccinated and follow the mandate, certainly we will be able to get through this much faster. And certainly it is our hope that by midsummer or late summer or early fall, that enough people will be, have been vaccinated where we can get back to some sense of normality.
Amen.
Certainly we are grateful for the president who have literally moved this thing forward to try to get more people vaccinated, and we're grateful for that as well. So continue to pray for our country and continue to pray for the president as he continues to move us forward. Amen.
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 I didn't think of it. Give it unto God, to Antioch family, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Bell, Minister Cotton, to you, the Antioch family. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also want to acknowledge those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, as well as those that are watching by the internet. And we have shared that we have switched to our webpage, where you can pick us up on our webpage. Amen. There are many who are following the ministry by our webpage now, so we want to get that out as well. If you have your Bible with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 8th chapter and verses 23-27. The Gospel of Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 23-27. And you found it, say amen.
Amen.
And we find these words which are recorded. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to use our topic this morning, our anchor in times of storm.
Amen.
Our anchor in time of storm. I want to digress just for a second, because Pastor E shared something with me many years ago. And that was, whenever you start speaking about something the enemy is possibly doing, you can literally expect something to happen.
Amen.
And he said, so whenever you do that, get to church to pray for you. And so now I understand that's why I was hectically doing something up here, because the enemy was at work. But certainly, God is still able.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, as I thought about this message, I began to see how Jesus was not afraid of storms. And in one storm, Jesus came to the disciples walking on water, or walking on the sea. And in another storm, Jesus was sleeping through it. And what I began to understand is we should not be afraid of storms. For every storm that comes is temporary. What I have discovered, even in the natural order of things, storms don't last all the way. They come and these storms go. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that we have learned from the teaching of Jesus is that is how to navigate through the storms of life. My brothers and sisters, there are different storms in life. And one of the worst storms in my personal life was watching my sister on life support. And then having to make the decision to stop life support. And watching
take it down.
Yes.
The alarm.
Yes.
Go off.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Until she flatlined.
Yes, Lord.
That was a storm.
Yes.
That was one of the worst storms.
Yes, Lord.
I had ever endured.
Yes, sir.
But my brothers and sisters, I have had many storms in my life.
Yes.
And most of these storms came as a direct result of doing what God has called me to do.
Yeah.
Because the enemy has always watched what we're doing. When you are a baptized, born-again believer,
yes.
Storms will come.
Yeah.
And what I have discovered is the closer we get to the Lord, sometimes the greater the storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the worst storm, these storms,
yes.
Have a way of testing our faith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Testing
yes.
Our faith. And what I have discovered is in Scripture, it tells us, but God's word is an immovable anchor in time of storm.
Yes, yes,
yes.
God's word is our anchor.
Yes.
In times of storm, Brother James.
Yes, yes.
And an anchor is used there to keep a ship from drifting.
Yes, Lord.
An anchor, my brothers and sisters, is used to hold the ship in place.
Yeah.
So that ship won't move, because there are times that a ship will move and it will drift into other areas that it should not be.
Yes.
And what I can infer to you is that God's word is an anchor which allows us to be strong in Him and not be able to move into areas that God does not want us to go.
Yes.
And when you are anchored in God's word, it keeps us and it stops us from drifting into areas and places that we should not be.
Yes, sir.
We are living, my brothers and sisters, in a sinful world. And if we are not anchored, it will cause us to drift.
Yes.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters,
yes,
sir. In Matthew 8, verses 23 through 30, I'm reminded of the time when Jesus, when the disciples rather was with Jesus, and they were caught in a storm. And the disciples called out to Jesus, who was sleeping in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It says, when he got into the boat, the disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves, but Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, save us, Lord, we are perishing.
Yes.
And he said to them, why are you afraid? You men of little faith, there it is.
Yes, Lord.
Then he got up and he rebuked the wind and the sea, and it became perfectly calm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.